أهلا وسهلا فيكم في حلقة جديدة من بودكاست نفس.
هذه الحلقة مسجلة على اليوتيوب كفيديو مترجم، في حال رغبت بمشاهدة الترجمة راح أضع لكم رابط الحلقة في الوصف.
أنا سماح العثمان، مدربة في السلام الداخلي ومدربة لتقنيات العلاج بحق الفكرة. تعودت دائما أنكم تسمعون هذا البودكاست، ولكن اليوم أنتوا حتشوفونا. اليوم راح نتكلم عن موضوع جدا 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 مهم وجدا جميل، هو أنك أنت كيف تكون متواصل مع نفسك، وإيش هي التقنيات اللي تساعدك أنك تتصل بذاتك أكثر. كلنا نعاني من زحمة الحياة في هذه الأيام اللي كل شيء عندنا فيه سريع، السوشيال ميديا سريعة، أحداث حياتنا سريعة، كل شيء في حياتنا سريع. أنت أب مشغول أو أنت أم مشغولة، عندك أطفالك، عندك مسؤولياتك، أو عندك بزنسك، أو عندك وظيفتك، كيف نقدر من خلال هذه الزحمة إحنا نفصل ونطلع شوي نتواصل مع أنفسنا؟ اليوم في موضوع هذه الحلقة رح نتكلم كيف أو إيش هي الطرق اللي تقدر تساعدنا أنه إحنا نرجع نعيد الاتصال بأنفسنا. أنا اليوم أقدم لكم هذه الحلقة من مهرجان العلا للاستجمام في هذه المدينة الجميلة، بصراحة أنا جدا معجب فيها. واليوم رح يكون معنا ضيوف رح يشاركونا خبراتهم كيف يقدرون يتواصلون مع أنفسهم أكثر. وأول ضيف معنا اليوم هو المعلم مانيش. أمس التقيت معاه وتكلمنا عن أهمية اليوغا والمديتيشن، واليوم حبيت أنه يكون معنا ضيف في بودكاست نفس. Welcome مانيش.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for being in podcast نفس.
It's my pleasure.
Can you please give us a brief introduction about yourselves?
I'm Manish Paul. I've been teaching yoga and meditation for the last 20 years. And it's my absolute privilege to take my culture across the world. I studied psychology, and after that, the interest was to study a healthy mind. And that interest took me to yoga. For the last 6,000 years, people have been studying what it means to be human. And that unbroken chain of research is yoga.
Wow. And what do you mean by healthy mind?
In psychology, you study when the mind is unhealthy.
Okay.
I study somebody else's mind. In meditation and awareness, you study your own mind. Uh-huh. When this mind ceases to be, it is healthy.
Okay, that's interesting. So, I was talking about in the introduction of the podcast, how important to disconnect from this busy world. You know, we have social media, our obligations, our daily routine. So, can I ask you, how does Manish disconnect from this fast track life?
So the one thing that people complain about is that the world is going very fast.
Yes.
It has always been 24 hours. Nothing has changed.
I wish it's more than 24 hours sometimes.
The only thing that has changed is that the thinking has become faster. Uh-huh. So if that slows down, now how do you slow down the thinking? By slowing down the breathing. So once the breathing becomes slower, the thinking becomes slower. It's fascinating because nobody can thread a needle while breathing. Mm-hmm. When the body needs focus, the breath stops. Similarly in life, whenever you need focus, the breath stops. Now, what you call busy life is an unfocused mind.
Yes.
Yeah. It is not about me doing nothing in life, but doing what is productive in life. If I don't have that focus, I'll do 300 things, but not what I need to do.
Right.
So to get that focus, the breathing has to slow down. So I don't work on the mind directly, but I work on the breath.
Okay.
And that affects the mind.
So do you do this like you take a 10 minutes out of your day, or is it something you do while you are working?
So I would take out 10 minutes in the I would take out an hour in the morning. Okay. 10 minutes after breakfast, after lunch, after dinner, multiple times, and to just focus back on breathing slowly so that the next 2-3 hours I'm at my optimum. And this is very important. So that way, multiple times, it's very similar in your tradition.
Yes.
You pray 5 times a day.
Yeah.
What is that? You're disconnecting from this world.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, you do it in different ways.
Okay. And if you want to explain, how do you do these techniques? Like, can you teach us like some tips?
Sure. So I just sit down in Vajrasana, which is a straight back position.
Yes.
Very similar to the way you sit.
Yeah.
And breathe in and out very slowly. Once the breathing becomes slower and slower, there comes a point where the mind becomes silent. Mm-hmm. It may be 10, 15, 20 seconds. When Manish doesn't exist, when the story doesn't exist, but you are alive, that is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That then means that whatever goes on in the mind is not your core. It is on the periphery. If it is on the periphery, how can it trouble you?
I see.
That has to be a living reality, not a concept.
Yes. So I always share with my followers that it's important to do list, or at least like time boxing technique that you put sometimes in order to organize your day. Sure. But there is what you just mentioned. It's really important, beside doing these things, to focus on our brain. Yes. So we are not only working on our minds. Yeah. I think we're working also on our energy, right?
100%. One of the things that people mistake, in my opinion, the opposite of stress is not relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot relax.
All the time. Yes.
Anytime. The opposite of stress is focus.
Mm.
If you have a soft focus in life, you can never be stressed. If you know what you want to do on a daily basis, how can you get stressed in getting there? It's my sister's wedding. I want to work and help there. How can it stress me if something goes off? I know why I'm doing it. If you know why you're doing a particular day, if you know your focus in life, nothing can stress you. If you don't have a focus, everything will stress you. So the opposite of stress is focus. So once you focus your mind through your breathing, then it cannot get busy because you know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, then you have to go many journeys. That's what you call busy world.
Yes, and you think a lot of different things.
Unnecessary.
Yes. So tell me, how does these techniques change your life?
I used to be a writer.
Okay.
And I wanted to improve my writing focus. So I started to practice yoga, meditation. I lived 7 years in my teacher's house to study. And I began to understand that it's a whole lifestyle. How you manage your relationships with people. Are you smiling? How you manage your food, your sleep. You cannot just sit and meditate. You cannot just sit and be focused. Everything you do in life leads to that focus. When you go to see the Olympics, Usain Bolt runs for 10 seconds. But 4 years goes into that 10 seconds. So the whole life, just for that little thing you do, is important.
So it's like building a routine, building something that you do every day in order to reach this point, to the focus.
And the thing you really love. Life is too short to do things you don't love.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much, Manish.
Very welcome.
It's my pleasure to have you on the podcast.
It's my pleasure to be in your beautiful life.
Thank you.
وفي الختام خلونا نسأل الله يساعدنا على مسؤولياتنا في هذه الحياة ويساعدنا في تخطي التحديات واللحظات الصعبة بكل سهولة، وأيضاً يعلمنا أسهل الطرق اللي نقدر من خلالها نكون متزنين. ألقاكم في الحلقة القادمة في أمان الله.